only been on the ground for several hours here this morning, and already I can feel the love. I can feel the support.
Well, you have a welcome home here with us anytime you want. We hope you'll come back at some point. Talk LBJ, talk politics, talk history, whatever it is that's on your mind. But today it's about Troy King, getting him elected, and we appreciate you taking your time off and barnstorming the state with him.
Gentlemen, great to be with you today, and just want to remind all your listeners, don't forget, get in there tomorrow, vote for Troy King. He's a real, genuine Trump conservative.
All right, thank you, Roger. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, we're taking a little break here, top of the hour. Going to catch some Fox News, some local news, Rich Thomas weather, pay a few bills, and we'll be back in a minute.
See, the Trump people don't mind calling here. Roger Stone, Sebastian Gorka.
That's right.
Gorka.
Sebastian Gorka called 3 days in a row.
He certainly did.
That's exactly right. He called 3 days in a row. We'll be back, guys.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump giving his optimistic take on meetings with his Russian counterpart.
I think it's a good start.
President Trump after one-on-one meetings in Finland.
Having emerged from those talks, they've moved on to a working lunch, joined by advisors. As the day began, the president saying the whole world wants to see the U.S. and Russia getting along, and he predicted the countries will end up having an extraordinary relationship.
Fox's Simon Owen in Helsinki, which is typically sedate but home to some demonstrations today. One protester saying,
"This is an open march for everyone who has something to say to the president."
And in Kansas City, three police officers heard after a series of shootouts with a murder suspect. They caught up with the guy a week after he allegedly shot and killed a college student. That suspect shooting two officers. As they approached him, a third officer shot in another standoff. The suspect found dead. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. I can turn unexpected rude actions by others into blessings. A friend of mine was riding with me when I was cut off in traffic. After he heard me berate the other driver for a while, he asked me if I considered myself to be a critical person. I, of course, said no, which he responded, "Well, you can get a pretty good idea of what's in your heart by the words that come out of your mouth when others unexpectedly are rude to you." Think of your heart like a cup you're holding at a party. If someone unexpectedly bumps you, whatever's in your cup is what spills out on your clothes. If you don't like the words that spill out of your mouth when you get bumped, time to change some attitudes in your heart. Jesus said, out of the overflow of a man's heart, his mouth speaks. So what if today I took notice of the words that spill out of my mouth when I get bumped? And what if I set out to change any bad attitudes I find? Well, then I can turn a bump into a blessing. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi again, everybody. Once again, triple-digit heat indices as high as 105 today. Our actual high will be in the low to mid-90s. And once again, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, which will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fade out in the overnight hours, low temperatures 75. Tomorrow is Election Day, a better-than-normal chance of showers and storms, particularly numerous in the afternoon and evening, with a high in the lower 90s. Then low 90s again Wednesday and Thursday with more scattered storms. Our free weather app not only has current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and warning alerts. When you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the weather for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
They're lit up, ringing, buzzing, good for nothing, phone in your hand. Directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear.
Alright, guys, 10 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you each and every day. Dave joins us on Thursdays and special occasions. Dave Mowry, RSO, is what we call him. We have a guest in the studio. We'll get to him in mere moments. I do want to tell you, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown. Excuse me, that's last hour. Over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage saving our audience millions and millions of dollars. Probably monthly, I would guess. Refinancing, new home purchases, and so much more. If it's home mortgage finance at all, I'll get some in a second. Right. Home mortgage finance at all, you got to get in touch with Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. If it's in the four corners of the cozy confines of the great state of Alabama, get in touch with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Your primary residence, second home, it doesn't matter. Whether you're refinancing or buying for the first time, she can handle it. And she can do it by phone. You can do the application over the phone, 567-4223. Or you can do it online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Follow the blank link. Fill the whole thing out right there. Safe, secure, encrypted. Stays right here in the River Region, and she'll get you a decision in no time. And if you've ever been turned down by anyone else, please, by all means, call her. She can work absolute miracles. Absolute miracles. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Rick Pate joins the radio broadcast. Rick, you will be on the ballot tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true, man. Finally, and so yeah, we're looking forward to it. I tell you, it's been a lot of fun, you know. Other than, you know, I guess as it got down the last week, my opponent got desperate and started telling some just bald-faced lies. But even that, it's just been so gratifying. The people that have texted me and called me and encouraged me, and it's been a trip. I actually stopped by to see Scott Dawson and Mayor Battles last week. I was in Birmingham and Huntsville, and Scott told me, he said, "I'm missing it." I said, "Don't tell me that, Scott. I want to think when this is over, I'll never miss it." But you build relationships with other candidates, and of course, it's a grind. I heard you say last week or sometime, 8 out of 10 days, you look forward to coming to work, yeah. And there's those two you just have to grind through, and right. That's probably pretty appropriate to be in a candidate.
Jake, say he listens.
Who listens?
Everybody.
Including Rick Pate. Rick Pate, you're the last race on the ballot, so people are going to slide all the way down to the bottom. But the good news for you is it's a one-column ballot. You just go right to the end, but Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, you'll find Rick Pate's name right there. Rick Pate obviously been on with us now for the second time.
Right.
So our folks have heard a little bit about you. The race has gotten kind of nasty here in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I always sense desperation when people start doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's disappointing, but several people told me not to do this. But you really have to wonder, are we just going to end up with a class of permanent career politicians? Because, it's just not everybody's going to subject themselves to this. I've been disappointed. I mean, my opponent and I shook hands and looked each other in the eye, and I felt like he has a 4 or 5 decade record of being in the House and Senate, and he certainly could have run on his record and what he's accomplished, and I was going to run on being a farmer and being a successful businessman and being a mayor and being a lifelong Republican. And as it got down to the end, he chose to go in a different direction, and I actually think Jack was there when he first made the allegations, and I'll never forget this. Some things are just seared into your brain, and when he first tried to make some allegations, I was kind of stunned and stood there for a second, and then I said to him, well, not that I thought this through, but I just said, "That's not true," my opponent looked at me and said, "It doesn't matter." And I don't know why that just seared into my brain that it didn't matter whether it was true. But
yeah, we were taping the Voice of Alabama Politics, that show that I'm on, and you and I don't know why Bill Britt did this, had you and Gerald on at the same time.
Well, I called you the day before, and you said it was probably shouldn't come on, but I knew he probably was up to something, and I just thought, well, let's go.
I think Bill was horrified that after the taping, which went pretty well, but he confronted you, and you were like, "What?" I mean, it was, and I think Bill was embarrassed for Gerald's behavior, and I think it's kind of deteriorated from there.
Well, one of the things that it's one thing to run an attack ad if you believe something is true and you want to try to let people know that you think your opponent has a fault. That's one thing. But when the object of your attack comes out and says, "That's not true, that's absolutely not true, it didn't happen that way," and you still run it, then you're a bad person, in my opinion.
And so, to me,
Gerald Diles lost all credibility. You know, he's been in office, for one thing, since like 1962, and I'm not exaggerating. That's really how long he's been in office. I think he's been in the legislature like 48 years.
He served with Harry Truman, right?
But to be there 48 years, you got to have
that's
served
a long time.
I mean, to be in your 12th term. So part of it is, you know, but everything he built up in that, any reputation he might have had, to me goes out the window when he runs an attack ad he knows isn't true and doesn't care whether it's true. It's just the slimiest, nasty, grossest form of politics. It's why good people don't, even people with no bad in their past, they don't run for office because they don't want people lying about them, like what's happening here.
Well, there's been some interesting byproducts of this. Of course, one is you go track your ex-wife down from 32 years ago. and so then, you know, she's so excited we hadn't spoken in 32 years and wrote me a real sweet note, which I shared with my opponent, and says, and Jack can see it here, Rick
Rick Pate and I were married for 4 years. We split amicably after deciding our future plans were not the same. Upon finalization of the divorce, we have remained on good terms, sharing Christmas cards and family photos almost every year. Rick and I have good memories of our marriage. And, yeah, and so then he peddled that hard for 2 months. So the first I heard after that taping, he started sending anonymous letters, and they would close with, you know, if I can't sign my name because my husband would lose his job. But anyway, I hate to talk about that because I want to talk about
me.
Yeah,
tell me what's going on, because you're endorsed by the cattlemen's, Alabama cattlemen's folks, the Farmers Federation, forestry, the type of people you would expect to endorse the next agriculture and industries chairman.
Absolutely. You know, the farming community has really gotten behind me and been so supportive. And, you know, of course, I came from that background. I'd say that, you know, my dad's probably in every Ag Hall of Fame that I know of or ever heard of in the state of Alabama. But my mother and I've heard my opponent say something like I inherited something. I haven't inherited anything. Both my mother-in-law and my mother are alive, and everything I've created from my farm to my landscape business, you know, we've done, my wife and I, Julie, for the past 30 years. But I'm especially proud. You know, I thought that's pretty interesting. I've been in business 36 years now. I've been pretty successful, and not in 36 years I've ever had been sued, not by an employee, not by a vendor, not by a customer. And I would contend, and I'm normally in them with a bunch of lawyers running for judges when I say that, and it's like all their eyes pop open. But I don't think you can run a business for 36 years and not have integrity and be an honest person and have that kind of results.
And y'all's family was in the Charlet business for a long time. You still raise Charlet?
I do, yeah. Dad got sick about, I guess, 6 or 7 years ago. I lose track now. And so he was real concerned about Mom having the cattle. So we sold the cattle down to, and then I bought maybe the 15 or so, and then I built the herd back up to about 50. And so we have purebred registered Charlet bulls for sale. They say you can't use a office for personal gain, but I'm not in office, and I've got some good two-year-old bulls.
I can use a campaign for personal gain. Well, how about that? What's sort of the closing, what's on the closing menu? How do you close out the campaign?
Well, this today's going to be pretty uneventful. I'm going to, of course, be with y'all and then go to Rotary. I'm past president of the Montgomery Rotary Club, and it's an interesting club. The governor's a member, Young Booz is a member, John McMillan's a member, Will Sellers, Tom Parker, several Supreme Court justices, Eric Mackey, that's the new state superintendent. And so I'll go there and probably hear a lot of advice. And,
oh, sure.
But actually, working cows tomorrow, we are going to start artificial inseminating some cows tomorrow.
Jeez, Rick, it's still breakfast hour. I'm just kidding.
But anyway,
it's Alabama,
so my plan is to get up and we'll breed some cows in the morning and go vote.
Well, that'll be a good thing. That'll be a good thing. Best of luck to you. You'll have my vote. I'll get out early and vote tomorrow. And I think Jack has expressed...
vote early, vote often, vote paid.
Yes.
Jack has expressed an interest in this race as well.
Gerald Dahl is an old friend. I've known him a long time. I like him. I think he's really taking a bad approach in this campaign. And I will tell you now that I will vote for you tomorrow.
Woohoo!
All right, Jack. I said
Jack
I wasn't leaving that.
I had to put him on the spot because Rick came in. He said, I'm not getting out of this studio until Jack endorses me. So that's an interesting approach to radio interviewing. Well, I'm about to recommend that to other people in the future. Rick Pate, best of luck to you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you and good luck tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Rick Pate, he'll be on the ballot, Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries. Just slide down. Make sure you fill out the whole ballot.
Right. There's only like 5 races on here.
What do we have? Light Gov, Attorney General, a couple of court races, 3 court races and Ag, and then depend on some local races if you're districted somewhere else. Those are the only 5 statewide races.
Well, and we did so good. I'm really proud of Montgomery. We run against 3 people in the primary.
Yeah.
We got over 54% of the vote. Really, we did so well in Jefferson County, got over 50% running against 3. Shelby got 54. Walker got over 50. Really, I almost got to 50 in Tuscaloosa Blount.
You almost got to 50 statewide. You did pretty well.
Well, I did well. I was ahead by 10 or so. Yeah. But, yeah, I just didn't anticipate, because my opponent was slightly under 30%. But, yeah, I didn't anticipate the bottom two getting as many votes as they did. Yeah, but
well, anyway, good luck to you tomorrow. Good.
Thank you.
Come back. Either way, come back.
I will.
All right, sounds good. See you. All Rick Pate.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Well, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. We're excited to be the exclusive River Region provider of a new breakthrough in flooring, Aero Hyperallergenic Carpet. Aero flooring doesn't absorb any moisture, which helps prevent the growth and spread of allergens like mold, mildew, and dust mites. It's easy to clean, 100% recyclable, and totally waterproof. Learn more about this new breakthrough product at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117 or come by the store and see us at 2201 Cosford Road. Prattville, Alabama.
Minutes after 10 o'clock, welcome back in the News and Views. New Look Decorating, my friends over at New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway, they're helping make Montgomery beautiful again because they're providing you high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. They've got two designers on staff. You almost can't screw it up. You can't screw it up. And you say, but I hire a painting contractor. I can't control where they buy paint. Oh, al contrario. You just tell your painting contractor to head over to New Look Decorating. You say, go to New Look Decorating. They got their own entrance over there. All the painting contractors in town worth their salt have an account over at New Look Decorating. They'll get you squared away. They have their own entrance. They have their own entrance at New Look Decorating. That's how wonderful a treatment they get over there. So New Look Decorating, guys, Benjamin Moore Paints. They got wallpaper over there. Wallpaper's making a comeback. A big comeback. I'm thinking of paper in my whole house. Get by New Look Decorating when you get a chance. They really are cool. We're not talking about the old, you know, crazy papers of the 80s. We're talking really sultry, good-looking, well-rounded papers over there. They do things you wouldn't even think about at New Look Decorating, like pressure washing rentals. I need to rent a pressure washer. Mm-hmm. You know, the north side of your house, when it's as humid as it is in the summer in Alabama, it gets a little film on it. You got to spray wash that stuff off. So I need to get by there and grab a pressure washer one day. Get that job taken care of. So much more. New Look Decorating. Go by there. Talk to Brett Lanham. Talk to Brian Carr. Make it your one-stop shop for home. That's the place you start. You go there, you start at New Look Decorating. Get by there when you get a chance. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash, right where Bell Road dead ends. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry in. We got another guest coming up in a few minutes and another at 11. So let's get through this ballot, Jack Campbell. You want to start at the bottom or the top? Let's start at the bottom, work our way up, because we just had Rick Pate in.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I'm looking at the official sample ballot, Montgomery County.
Can you put it up for us to...
I'll do it during the next break, and then we'll have it. It'll take me a while to pull it up. For Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, you have two options. It is a runoff. Every race is going to have two options, Gerald Dial and Rick Pate. I expressed a preference for Rick Pate during the original campaign. Nothing has happened during the runoff that makes me change my mind. I will be voting for Rick Pate in the morning. And by the way, I'm going to put all this up on Facebook later. So if you can't pay attention or don't know, he went too fast, go to my Facebook page, Baron Coleman 1R, Coleman like the cooler. You'll find my selections there after 12 o'clock. But I am going to vote for Rick Pate.
Me too.
Some people have changed from Gerald Dial to Rick Pate in light of Gerald Dial's sleazy campaign that he's run during the runoff.
And I, for one, am one of those.
Yeah, I just don't understand why on earth he did this. But Rick Pate can certainly run the Department of Agriculture and Industries.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's run a massive business here in the state of Alabama for a long, long time, Pate Landscape Company. He also has the Pate Charlet Ranch. He's the mayor of the town of Lounsboro over there. He's been the vice chair of the party over there. He's on the executive committee of the Alabama Republican Party. I mean, the guy's qualified to run the Department of Agriculture and Industries.
I have a personal relationship with Gerald Dial. He was a client of mine in 2010. And I like him a lot. And he's very qualified. But Gerald is also 81 years old. And I'm not knocking old people. But he's held lots of offices in Alabama. And I think Ricky Pate represents the future more than Gerald does.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it in my mind.
And I think he's capable and very experienced in agriculture issues, and so I'm going to vote for him.
And I'm not one to always look at endorsements, but sometimes I do in a close call, and the people who really care about what's going on in the Department of Agriculture and Industries are endorsing him. And I'm sorry, that says something to me.
Yeah.
That says something to me, because I don't even really know what agriculture and industry does all that much. We've had John McMillan on the radio about 10 times maybe. I still don't know what it does. I mean, I know a little bit about what they
do. Yeah, and John's really enlightened us about a lot of stuff they do.
I knew nothing about what they did before I first talked to John McMillan.
Yeah.
Nothing. All I knew is that Dale Peterson wanted the job real bad, and that thugs and criminals didn't want him to have it. We'll do one more before we head to the break. Court of Criminal Appeals Judge, Place 2. This is Rich Anderson and Chris McCool. Rich Anderson's a local guy here. I'm a fan of his. He's a friend of mine. Chris McCool seemed like a perfectly decent, nice guy. This race, probably more than any other race in the state of Alabama statewide, has remained very clean. Neither one has taken pot shots at the others. I will be voting for Rich Anderson. I voted for Rich Anderson last time. I will continue to vote for Rich Anderson again this time. I like Rich Anderson. Rich Anderson has been practicing at the Court of Criminal Appeals, the Alabama Supreme Court, in this exact line of work now for 12 years. He's an assistant attorney general at the attorney general's office, and I think he'll do a good job.
Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know McCool from, Adam's house cat, and I do know Rich. I like Rich. He seems to have a passion for it. I think he'd do a great job, and just the fact that, he's a friend of mine and has sought Baron and I out for some advice and run a shoestring campaign. That's not a big money race. But he's done a heck of a job, and so yeah, I'm gonna vote for Rich as well.
I've met Chris McCool when he came on our show. He has a stellar reputation in the prosecutorial community. He's done a great job. I've really gotten to know Rich a little bit. He's a Montgomery guy. He's got a lot of great experience too. I'll be honest, I voted for Chris McCool in the primary, but I'm going to vote for Rich in the runoff. He's convinced me that he is up to the task.
Well, I think I think he's going to do a fantastic job if he wins. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I think that either way you're going to, I think we'll come out okay. But, just have a preference for one over the other.
Yeah, I just truly like Rich Anderson.
Right.
I look him in the eye. I can trust him. I don't want to be negative because they've both been so positive.
Right. That's what
I have my doubts about some things about Chris McCoy.
Yeah, you've told me that.
And I'm not going to go into them on the air, but I have. It's not just that I like Rich Anderson so much. I do. I'd be voting for him anyway, even if I didn't have the doubts about Chris McCool. But I also have doubts about Chris McCool, some things in his past.
Yeah.
We'll be back 32 minutes after 10 o'clock. When we get back, we should have a guest in the studio. We'll continue the ballot. Again, I'll post my preferences on Facebook. So, Casey, if you and your friends are still listening, you can tell them to go to my Facebook page, those who live in Alabama, and they'll have a little voter guide there as well. As will all of you if you choose to use it. I don't care who you vote for. I am not so conceited or arrogant that I think people should vote the way I tell them, nor would I tell you how to vote. I'm just telling you my preferences. You do what you want. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper.
This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Welcome back into News and Views. It's 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Speaking of painting contractors, my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting is the premier painting contractor right here in the River Region. This is a guy who's been painting houses, businesses, everything else you can imagine, commercial structures, agriculture. He's been painting in the River Region now for, 51 years. He's been a leading painting contractor right here in the River Region. You don't get that way by mistake. You get that way through hard work, determination, dealing fairly with customers, having the right price, and having the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning is available on the web, RileyManningPainting.com. You can find him there. You can also give him a call, the double secret bat phone, 799-1284. 799-1284, Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. When you call him, tell him the guys over at News and View sent you his way. He'll appreciate it, so will we. And he'll come out, he'll do a great job, give you a fair, honest, accurate quote, and he's going to stick to that quote. And he's not going to nickel and dime you to death. He's not going to paint over any problems. Riley Manning fixes things as he goes. So you'll find that's a major, major difference between Riley and other people. Give him a call, 799-1284, 799-1284. We have a guest in the studio. Sit tight, guest, because we got a couple phone calls. Jersey?
Yeah, you guys talking just about the election?
Mostly.
I just have a comment about this Russian investigation. I am sick and tired of it. The fact of the matter is, didn't our Muslim president send somebody over to Israel to interfere with their election?
Yes.
Everybody forget about that?
Yeah. That's not the only election he interfered with. You remember him openly campaigning for Emmanuel Macron? You remember him openly campaigning for the defeat of Brexit? It's not unusual that the United States gets involved in on other people's elections. Go ahead and Google. There's a fact sheet somewhere. Somebody has compiled all the times the United States has been caught interfering with other people's elections. It's like 50-something times.
They just don't want this in. They just want to keep trying to get Trump on something. Well, he's doing a pretty good job. And, you know, just Trump on. Because he's just follow his lead because he knows what he's doing.
All right, my friend. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks. 2729228. Did you say Siebel?
Seymour.
The guy who was... Well, never mind. Go ahead. Seymour. You know, the guy who wrote the book about being under the bleachers? Seymour Butts?
Yeah, Seymour Butts.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Seymour.
Yeah. I was listening to Mr. Pate, and I made a mistake. You know, I forgot about this law, about the primary. I wanted to vote for him, and now I can't because I voted in the Democratic primary. But I think he should be elected, anybody that belongs to that Rotary Club he's in, and there's a bunch of them that have served, you know, I observe them all. They're all good people. And he's a good guy. I've known him for a while. I got to meet him back. We were both doing some business with Hyundai. Good man. And what a time to retire a so-called icon who's been there. Now, you know, as I heard that he's running for that office, I'm wondering, now he's the guy that spent $100 billion on all these computers or tablets that took the books out of the classroom. That he's just, man, what's he going to do with agriculture if he gets in there? You talk about a crony guy, somebody that gives hookups.
Who are you talking about?
Daryl Dow.
Oh, okay.
I
wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure the name got associated with the crony and the seedy allegations you were making.
No. I mean, they printed in the paper. He's the one that approved $100 billion to buy tablets for Alabama public schools. I might still have the article. And then another guy resigned, who was over the education appropriation, and took a job as a lobbyist for Apple. I mean, you know, you wonder. Is there anybody out there with any character? And he mentions that in one of his ads. But, you know, I think this is a good chance for us to retire him and let him go on and dig up all the bones that he's buried over the years and finish his life out. And maybe we can get some people in there that will come and do what Trump is doing. You know, I agree with you on Trump. Trump is the only thing, only hope that we had. He's not a politician. You know, he might have things that we do in the private sector, but, you know, over 80% of us live off the government. You know, you listen to people, well, we need to cut out food. So what are you going to do with the people that administer it? We have a mess here, a swamp, as they say, that needs to be drained, and I don't know how we're going to do it. I really don't. You know, I could sit and think about it and think about it without just completely redoing everything. And maybe that's what we need to do, but we can pick them off. One last thing there, and that is, this is for all the people that voted in the Democratic Party. I heard a lady saying something this morning on another show about a fraudulent yellow ballot. I mean, I don't think that the average Democrat, or especially African-American Democrat, realizes that they have been blocked out essentially from electing statewide officials if they voted in the Democratic Party. And, you know, there's something sinister and evil about that. You know, what happened to secret ballot? You know, fair elections, all these ballot access laws that we've passed here in Alabama to perpetuate people like Gerald Dow and some of these guys that we never will get rid of. And there's a whole new crop of them coming up right now, which, you know, some of them should have spent time at Air Base in the juvenile detention center, and maybe they would have learned right from wrong, but they were given privilege not to do it, and they act the same way as they did as teenagers. They just got away with it as politicians. But anyway, I was in my truck and I heard you, and I said, I'm gonna call when I get in the building. It's hard for me to call you, sure, because I'm open.
But I notice you don't call as much as you used to.
Well, I usually call if I'm in the car.
And you don't think you're fooling anybody with your pseudonym, do you?
Well, you know, that's, let the new people wonder who this guy is.
Well, in honor of your pseudonym Seymour, I have a John Mellencamp song pulled up on the other side when we go to a break.
Which one is it?
Get a Leg Up off the Whenever We Want It album. It's a great song.
Yeah. You need to call me. I'm getting ready to do something. It might have a little monetary value in it.
Hold on. Let me see if I still have your number. It's been a while. I might have gotten a new phone.
Well, this shameless deal-making. Right on the air.
I've still got your number. I'll call you.
Call me.
All right.
Good luck, gentlemen.
See ya.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. I'll let our guest, here's the deal. I can either go to a break in the middle of talking to you, or I can go to break now and then have a nice, long, uninterrupted, like, 10 minutes on the other side. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go to a
break. Let's do that now. All right, our number, 272-9228, from Seymour, Indiana, John Mellencamp. Get a Leg Up. You know what this song's about, Campbell?
Get a Leg Up is what my dog does every time he goes outside.
It's not what it's about, I can assure you.
Don't look at me, don't touch me. Give me mine, share the hair. Don't make a funny idea about a week.
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi again, everybody. Once again, triple-digit heat indices as high as 105 today. Our actual high will be in the low to mid-90s. And once again, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, which will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature 75. Tomorrow is Election Day, a better-than-normal chance of showers and storms, particularly numerous in the afternoon and evening with a high in the lower 90s, then low 90s again Wednesday and Thursday with more scattered storms. Our free weather app not only has current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, and warning alerts. When you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the weather for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The President of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers has antique heirloom quality jewelry all over the place. You got to get by there. I actually drove by there this morning. It wasn't open yet because it was 7:15 or 7:30 when I drove by. But, you know, as I was driving by, I saw, I could see through the walls almost because I've been in there a few times. And I know it's just cases and cases and cases of heirloom antique quality jewelry, and they don't make that stuff anymore. They just don't. He has modern bridal sets, actually really snazzy modern bridal sets. So no matter whether you're looking for something modern or something a little more vintage, he has exactly what the doctor ordered, no matter what it is. He has male bridal set, male bridal rings too. Or not bridal rings, male wedding rings. But if you... Here's the thing with Troop Booth. He's got to get this antique heirloom quality stuff from somewhere. They don't make it anymore. Nobody hand makes jewelry like that anymore. So he counts on folks in the River Region to bring him their stuff. Bring him their stuff. So if you look around, you have some stuff that you're not wearing anymore, maybe a piece you inherited, maybe something sitting in the back, it could be worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Take it to Troop Booth. Take it to Troop Booth. Get it appraised, and he might offer you cash on the barrel head right there for it. So you just never know. Troop Booth Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. There's the Regents Bank. Actually, I keep saying there's a PrimeMed there, but it's like a dental office or something now, e-dental. And then, boom, right there, Heirloom Jewelers. So get by there when you get a chance. Troop Booth Heirloom Jewelers. Not open today, but it'll be open Tuesday through Friday and then Saturday, 9 to noon. Our guest this segment is Christy Edwards. She is a candidate for Court of Civil Appeals, and we've had her on once before, but wanted to get her on one more time right here towards the end of the election. So how's everything going?
Good. We're having fun.
Are you enjoying it?
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest lie you ever told.
No, it's not.
No candidate says they're having fun that last 2 weeks.
No, it's been fun. I heard Rick say it earlier that it'd been fun.
You know,
it really has been.
That's the part of campaigning people don't understand is you become friends with all the people out there.
You do.
Even people that you may not be voting for, like them.
That's right. And, I mean, you run an honest and positive campaign. You keep a positive outlook about the process. You're out there meeting people around the state that you would not have otherwise met. And it is fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's an interesting process. You have a unique skill set that's not on the court right now.
That's right.
You do tax stuff, by and large, and have for the last 10 or 12 years. But not just that, it's the whole administrative side of law. That admin law is half or more of what goes on up at the Court of Civil Appeals, and there's really nobody up there who comes from that wing of the legal community.
Not anymore. Not since Justice Bryan left for a seat on the Supreme Court has there been anybody on the court with any government regulatory authority experience, anybody with any real in-depth knowledge of the Administrative Procedures Act. And certainly nobody on the court historically with any state and local tax experience. So that's primarily what I bring to the court. I'm the only candidate in the race that's both worked for the court and practiced in the Court of Civil Appeals. I understand what the Court of Civil Appeals does and the type of cases it hears. Part of the fun of this campaign has been educating the public on what the Court of Civil Appeals is and what the tax court that I currently serve is.
You're probably the first candidate to ever run for that court who tries to explain what goes on up there.
Well, I mean, I think we as judicial candidates have a unique opportunity to explain, not only to try to get our message out to the voters, but also to take the opportunity to educate voters on what their court system does, and specifically what these lower appellate courts do that most people don't know anything about. Unfortunately, my opponent has, I think, misrepresented the scope of the Court of Civil Appeals. I think that's
I've noticed that in her ads.
Yes. But I have tried very hard throughout this year to not only get my message out, but also to educate the public on how important the Court of Civil Appeals is.
If you listen to some of the misinformation coming out about this race, you would think the Court of Civil Appeals is just a family court, appellate court, and it's not. I mean, it's not even a plurality of what they do.
It's not, and I mean, it would be a misrepresentation for me to say that family court is not a lot of what this court does, and certainly it's important. I have the same heart for children and families that she does, but I mean, it is also a court where some very important decisions come out that affect economic development in our state, cases that affect both small business and large employers, and certainly cases that are important for effective and lawful government, things like workers' comp cases and administrative law cases. A lot of people don't know the Supreme Court can deflect down to the Court of Civil Appeals, all types of cases. So it is not just a court that primarily hears family law cases.
I'm curious why that misnomer. I mean, I know who's pushing it, but I'm curious why it persists, because it seems to me any lawyers who've ever practiced in front of the Court of Civil Appeals would be able to say, no, that's not right.
That's right. If you knew what the Court of Civil Appeals did and what it does, then you would know instantly that's not correct. But
well, what else is going on in the race?
Well, Judge Thetford.
Yeah.
He was the third man in the race.
And Pat Thetford is from Montgomery.
That's right, yeah. He is.
Jack, he was a classmate of yours, wasn't he?
No, his brother Joe was, but Pat's daddy was, I think, the first family court judge in Montgomery County, Judge William Thetford.
And Pat Thetford was on the ballot with you and
That's
your
right.
opponent,
mm-hmm.
and he's made an endorsement.
He has. He's endorsed me in the race. I'm proud of that endorsement, perhaps more so than any that I have. I have great respect for Judge Thetford. He is an excellent attorney, has a proven track record of excellent public service in Jefferson County. He ran a positive and clean campaign, and I'm happy to have his friendship and his support.
He seems like one of the truly decent, honorable, honest people in the legal profession.
Yes,
not one of them. I mean, there's lots of them.
I agree.
But he certainly is among that group.
I agree.
And he's
I
got
agree.
A great reputation. People in Montgomery love him. I mean, during the campaign, I heard a lot of people say, well, I got to vote for Pat Thetford because I love mm-hmm. the family. I love Pat.
And they're like five boys in that family.
Were they really?
Yeah.
I understand.
One of them's an FBI agent.
He comes from a good family. One of the best things that's come out of this campaign for me is my friendship with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems like a really good, decent, honest guy. We had a great discussion off air last time he was here about him practicing law now and why he wanted to get back into the judiciary. So seems like a really good guy. That's a big endorsement.
Yeah,
big
is.
Endorsement. Anytime it's a three-man race. And
did he have to give up being a circuit judge to run?
He did not.
Or is he? Oh, so he's still on the bench.
No. He lost re-election
that's
in Jefferson
right.
County
yeah,
in
well,
those
that's
years.
Easy
where
to do became, as a Republican.
Exactly.
I'm surprised Republicans are competitive at all in Jefferson County. But there are a few still around.
There are a couple.
Very few. So what's sort of the closing argument? You tomorrow morning everybody's going to wake up, and at some point tomorrow they're going to head to the voting booth, and they're going to either vote for Christy Edwards or not. What do you want them to have sort of in the back of their mind when they walk in?
Well, first I just want to encourage them to get out and vote. I mean, it's so important tomorrow to vote. The turnout will be low, and so everybody's vote counts more so tomorrow than usual. But I just want people to remember I'm just a regular person who has worked hard for anything I've ever obtained. I come from a family who's done the same thing. I intend to put that same hard work and integrity and honesty on the court. I'm the only candidate in the race that's worked for the court, practiced in the court. I'm the candidate in the race that's practiced in commercial and civil litigation, family law, and bring a wealth of knowledge in the state and local tax area to the court. There are going to be some big cases this court's going to hear in that area over the next decade, and I think it's important.
I think the Court of Civil Appeals in the next 8 or 10 years is going to be pivotal in Alabama, and it hasn't always been, but I think it will be.
I do too.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Barron.
We'll reveal our selection in this race, among others, when we get back.
Thank you for coming on, Christy.
Don't forget, we are going through the ballot today. We'll finish that before we get off air at 12. We'll have gone completely through the ballot. And then I'll put it on my Facebook page at 12 o'clock.